We all know he's playing good, you know, and you know, he's one of the best in the league, and you know, they're passing the ball well, running the ball well, and you know, we're just gonna have to, you know, play our best, be at our best, you know, and get healthy for this Thursday game, and be fresh and ready to go, because you know, they're gonna bring it all game. He plays just as well in the first quarter as he does in the fourth quarter. You know, it's pretty unrelenting, and you know, we're just gonna have to go out there and be focused and get to the quarterback.
His mobility, he's always been a big runner. He gets, mm-hmm. you know, he's leading the league in touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. How does that affect what you guys do, considering how much he likes to take off?
Well, a lot. You know, it's you know, we've played now a few quarterbacks that like to run, you know, when their first two options are covered. And this guy's a strong runner. You know, he's not just fast, but he's strong too, and he's very smart about when he can run and when to slide. So, you know, it's his last option, and a lot of the times it works out for them, and sometimes that's how they convert on third downs, and they have been converting on third downs a lot. So, you know, it's something that we have to watch out for. You know, it's just another weapon that they can utilize to convert.
Brooks, Danielle says that he's one of the few quarterbacks willing to stand in there, look downfield, and risk taking the shot. He'll stay there. How much of a big advantage is that for them, because he's willing to stand in there and do that?
Well, I mean, a lot of, you know, all good quarterbacks can do that, stay in there and deliver the ball and be willing to take the hit, you know, and he's a big body guy that's also fast, and he's taken a lot of hits, and he's a really tough quarterback, and so I don't think he minds getting hit at all. You know, as long as he completes the pass. So we need to be tight in coverage, you know, and be really good in pass rush this week.
With his size and strength, Brooks, is he the hardest quarterback to bring down in the league?
He's one of them. You know, he doesn't mind running. He's got strong legs, so it's almost like, you know, tackling another running back, per se.
It's such a short week. Is there an advantage to being the home team on a Thursday night?
Definitely. You know, you don't have to travel, you know, and you can spend that time rehabbing, whatever, so you get that much more time to take care of yourself and get off your feet.
Well, all these good things about you guys are saying about him, what are some keys to slowing him down, to keep him from taking control?
Just being a physical defense, you know, and getting their timing off with his wide receivers and jamming them at the line and you know, making him go to his third and fourth receiver, you know, and getting our pass rush there and make sure that, you know, we're not going upfield and opening up passing and running lanes for him.